Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live at PresidentBiden.tv, simulcasting the syndicated radio broadcast. Got a top volcanologist joining us coming up in the next segment to get into what's happening in Yellowstone. We'll get into the Second Amendment a lot more in the hour for that with Aaron Zellman and Jason Burmis. All right, I've got to cover this sometime today. I'm going to get back into it with Jason Burmis. Gore to children, question your parents' climate beliefs as we questioned segregation. So see, now, if you're not for accepting global taxes and that there's global warming and that the seasons are unnatural and it's not supposed to get hotter and colder and that you are a Holocaust denier, you don't like black people, you're against civil rights. And before I get to this, look at this New York Times story, pint-sized eco-police making parents proud and sometimes crazy. In public and private school all over the nation, the majority of them, I've seen Time Magazine for Kids saying, that's given out in the public schools, oh, your parents are backwards and dumb. They don't know how great it is to get an implantable chip. The Nazis, the Soviets, they always come and tell the children, you're the boss of your parents. Report on them. And all over the country, they have BATF grants to local police to have officers in the middle schools writing dossiers on their parents. I covered my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. I mean, this is happening. And you read this article, sometimes Jennifer Ross feels she cannot make a move at home without inviting the scorn of her daughters, 10-year-old Grace and 7-year-old Alyssa. And it shows the daughters bossing her on the photo, looking at her like this, and she's... Yes, master. The Acura MDX she drives, a flagrant polluter. The bath at night to help her relax. A wasteful indulgence. The reusable shopping bag she forgot. Again, tisk, tisk. I am very, very, very environmentally conscious children, more so than me, and I'm embarrassed to say, said Miss Ross, a social worker in Dobbs Ferry, New York. They are on my case about getting a hybrid car. They want me to replace all the light bulbs in the house with energy-saving bulbs. And then now it's just they don't use the washer. They've got clotheslines in the house. And her kids are the boss because the state says so. So the state is the boss. This is right out of 1984 where, you know, the children are spies of the parents. Now, here is the clip. There's several of these. One of Glenn Beck's listeners recorded this of Al Gore at a school. And this is him telling the kids that basically – their parents don't understand, but they, as 11- and 12-year-olds in this middle school, they do. Now, again, it isn't about the environment, folks. It's about control. It's about bringing in global taxes to be paid to the new global central bank. Openly announced, as we told you for years, now public. We're right. Here it is.
But I'm thinking back now a long way to when I was your age and the civil rights movement was unfolding. And we kids asked our parents and their generation, explain to me again why it's okay for the law to officially discriminate against people because of their skin color. And parents try to tell their kids the right thing, you know. Usually, I do. And when our parents generation couldn't answer that question, that's when the law started to change.
Okay, stop for a second.
Yeah, let's go to the next part of the clip.
There are some things about our world that you know that older people don't know.
And it goes on and on. There's another clip we'll play later, and I'm going to comment on this more. But understand, folks, I just remembered this New York Times article today and pulled it up. There are hundreds. In England, they're having them wear climate cop uniforms, black, white, and red climate cops with a patch on the shoulder. And we've been to Obama rallies where they wear green uniforms with helmets. And they're going to come out and enforce all of this, controlling every facet of your life, taxing and regulating, taxing farms, ranches, factories, businesses. They're going to list carbon dioxide as a toxic waste. That's what plants breathe. I mean, this is going on. So you put your children in public school and most private schools, the state is taking them away from you on these petty power trips. And young people, they're just setting you up to be slaves. The state isn't your friend.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org.
Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, this radio show is not normally about earth changes. We cover political news, socioeconomic developments, things of that nature. Some people in this genre will turn to the media, love to fearmonger about asteroids hitting the earth and killing everybody, or wiping out most of civilization. They love to freak out about tsunamis and earthquakes, and certainly that's a big problem. You happen to be one of the areas affected by it. Hundreds of thousands of people every few years get killed by violent earth changes. But that said, when I get into the fact that the super volcano in Yellowstone Park, that's the epicenter of it, is a very, very serious issue, it's because I'm reading what the seismologists, the volcanologists, and other people that study this are saying. And I remember first reading about this a decade ago with a lot of big universities and researchers saying, this thing looks like it may be starting to get active again. That's why you have the geysers. That's why you have the mud pits. And if it ever erupted, it could kill hundreds of thousands, millions of people, depending on which direction it explodes. It could blast rock, a third of the way across the country, shoot dust into the atmosphere, cooling the Earth's temperature for years. This is a super volcano, not your little standard ones like a Mount St. Helens. But instead of myself here commenting on this, we have a top volcanologist on. He's the director of the International Volcanic Research Center based in Apache Junction, Arizona, and they have researchers that are members of the group worldwide. And one of the other reasons we have him on is that they've had hundreds of earthquakes there in the last year and in surrounding areas around Yellowstone. It's rising in some areas, falling in others. The magma chamber, we call it a batholith, is getting bigger. Recent Yellowstone quake swarm, second most intense on record. That's AP. Yellowstone quakes died down. Officials seek to ease supervolcano fears. They even had fake evacuation warnings and people panicking. This is after 500 earthquakes, not 400. So we've got a top volcanologist, Dr. Robert B. Trombley, on with us, Ph.D., to break down from his expert opinion and research exactly what is going on and studying the volcano himself physically. Sir, it's great to have you here with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show. Delighted to be here with you. I was listening to your interview talking about asteroids. I was originally trained as an astronomer, so I was very interested in that as well. But at any rate, first of all, for starters, relative to Yellowstone, there should not be any panic or fear amongst the populace at the moment. As of the 4th of February, day before yesterday, the University of Utah seismic stations reported that the activity from January 9th to the 12th, where we had a secondary swarm of 35 earthquakes, occurred near the northeast edge of the Yellowstone caldera, which is about 10 miles north-northeast of the north end of the Yellowstone Lake swarm. And for those of you who do not know what a swarm is, it's basically earthquakes that are closely spaced in time and area are termed swarms and are quite common mode of seismic energy release at the Yellowstone caldera. From 1984 to 2008, there were 80 swarms documented at Yellowstone. But at the moment, actually, this started on December 26th of 2008, the second largest earthquake swarm at Yellowstone occurred in its history. It occurred beneath the north end of Yellowstone Lake, and it has continued into January of 2009, but then subsided rather quickly in the activity on January 5th. So the lake swarm actually, in this case, consisted of 813 well-located earthquakes with magnitudes ranging from 0.8 to 3.9. The sequence contained 19 earthquakes of greater than 3 magnitude, 141 events of greater than 2 but less than 3, and several of the greater than 3 swarm events were felt throughout the national park and surrounding area. Now, as I said, that's quite a common occurrence at Yellowstone and has been for a long, long time. It last erupted 740,000 years ago, I believe.
Was that the Lava Creek eruption that ejected stuff all the way into the Pacific Ocean?
Yes, yeah. And I believe it was 740,000 years ago, right? Or it was 610, I can't remember.
630 is what the graphic says, but go ahead.
Yeah, 630, that's it, that's right. So it's only erupted three times in its entire history. But there is no, as I said, there's no real cause for alarm at the moment. In fact, the earthquake activity has subsided quite a bit of late. So but this is a common occurrence that occurs at Yellowstone. Now, you also mentioned the growing, and that's called deformation, ground deformation. Through January of this year, the continuous ground positioning system data showed that much of the Yellowstone caldera continued moving upward, although at a lower rate than the past several years. The nearest GPS station to the swarm at a place called Lake Junction, which is about 2 kilometers from the swarm, has experienced a ground lift over the last 55 months of about approximately 18 centimeters. So it's really not too much.
Okay, let me ask you this, because talking during the break, Is there any danger of it erupting? And if it did erupt, what would happen looking at the last eruptions?
Okay. First of all, no, there's no real danger of it erupting at the moment. My normal take on this is it would not probably be erupting for several hundred or even thousands of years from now. The reason basically is because of all of the activity that's going on, the swarming, the geysers, this is all part of an energy release. And when you're releasing energy, even though it's not major bits of energy, it's still relieving the pressure, so to speak, on the volcano.
But in a scale of 630,000 years from the last one, if you're saying in the next few decades, next 100 years, next 1,000, is it, though, you believe from the evidence, entering into the cycle of eruption?
It could be, but there's no real indication of that at the moment. I mean, it's not acting up in the normal.
You had told me off air, I believe, you were saying 61% with the computers, though, that it will erupt. But I guess
that was readout.
Readout
in Alaska.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk about that one in a moment.
Okay.
Now, this is a super volcano, correct?
Correct.
Can you tell us the difference between this and, say, the Mount Redoubt in Alaska?
Yes. First of all, the Yellowstone caldera is about 32 miles long and about 8 miles wide. That's how big it is in reality. Let me put it in the simplest terms as possible. We have in our business a scale called VEI, which means Volcano Explosive Index. It runs on a scale of 0 to 8, 0 being the lowest, 8 being the highest. And it's a measure of the amount of ash and so forth outputting from the volcano. Now, for starters, it's logarithmic, which means that as you go up on the scale, it means it's 10 times more material output from the volcano than the previous one. For example,
exponential.
VEI of 2 is 10 times more material output than a VEI of 1.
So it's like the Richter scale.
Yes. And very much like the Richter scale on a scale of 10. That's right. Now, just to give you some perspective, Hawaii's Kilauea volcano, which is erupting right now, is usually at a 0, a 1, and occasionally a 2. It's a very effusive-type lava. Mount St. Helens, that most people are familiar with, that erupted in 1980, that was a 5 on our scale. Now, there has never been, in recorded history, an 8 eruption, but the last one occurred 76,000 years ago in Toba in Sumatra. But that type of an eruption of a supervolcano, which is a VEI of 8, and again, there's never been one in recorded history per se, that could cause, if it went completely catastrophic, it could cause us into another ice age. So it would have global effects. But again, that's not showing any signs whatsoever at Yellowstone at the moment.
Okay, but on the scale then, this would be thousands of times bigger eruption than what we see with lava just pouring out and covering some jungle, some tropic forest in something like what's happening in Hawaii. And even compared to Mount St. Helens, we're talking hundreds or thousands of times bigger.
Well, it would be thousands of times bigger if it erupted catastrophically full scale.
And that means exploding from the pressure building up like St. Helens?
Yes, yes.
Like St. Helens. Now, what are the three types of volcanoes? Because you have the big explosive ones that shoot all the ash and rock. Those have a different name, don't they, than one that just oozes the lava?
Yeah, we have basically three types of volcanoes. Actually, we have 14, but the three most common are strato or composite volcanoes. These are volcanoes like Mount St. Helens and so forth. We also have what are called hotspot volcanoes. That would be like Kilauea. A hotspot volcano, the simplest explanation for that is if you can imagine yourself being inside of a basketball with a hot poker and sticking it from the inside out.
Stay there. We got a break. This is riveting information. We have a top volcanologist on the line with us breaking down all this increase in volcanic activity worldwide and what it may mean.
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Robert R.B. Trombley, Ph.D., is the founder and principal research volcanologist at the SWVRC and is registered volcanologist with the International Association of Volcanology and Chemistry for the Earth's Interior. He's an award-winning scientist and has traveled all over the world working on volcanoes. Dr. Trombley is also affiliated with many other volcanology associations. He is the principal designer of the highly successful software program called Eruption Pro 10.5, which provides long-term range forecasts for volcanic eruptions all over the world. One of the top volcano eruption experts out there in the world. We're very, very honored to have him. I had misplaced his bio at the beginning of the show, so we went back over that. Okay, this is a short segment, long one coming up next, the final segment with you. But let's get right back into the three types of volcanoes and these very low explosive types that you were talking about that are just oozing versus the Mount St. Helens that is so explosive, and then the other type. Please continue.
Yeah, sure. That's and so the we started with the composite and stratos. Those are like the Mount St. Helens and so forth, and those are usually the more explosive type volcanoes. A hotspot volcano such as Kilauea is a relatively what we call effusive output. It's just a flowing of lava and so forth. And the third most common type of volcano is called a cinder cone. And the reason it's called that is because the output of the volcano is very much like the cinders you see on a gravel driveway, for example. They normally don't explode more than once or twice in their lifetime.
That's the classic ones we see in dinosaur paintings or in the Flintstones.
Yes, that's right. And by the way, your listeners can check out all the latest eruptions that we have all over the world right now on our website, which is www.intlvrc.org. So.
And we'll put that up on screen for folks because we're also simulcasting the radio show.
Oh, great.
Via television. Doctor, is overall volcanic activity increasing right now? Are we in an uptick in the cycle? Just from watching the news, it seems like there's a lot more eruptions going on right now.
No, that's somewhat of an illusion. Now, we normally have about 40 to 60 eruptions a year. The reason that it appears that way is because of the technology and the mass media we have now. I mean, you know, 10, 15 years ago, a lot of people didn't even know an eruption went off, except those of us in the business. And sometimes we get that 3-4 weeks later, even longer.
Yeah.
Now it's almost, if an eruption goes off anywhere in the world, including in the oceans and so forth, like on islands, I mean, in the oceans and stuff like that, we know about it within minutes.
How many other super volcanoes are there that are somewhat active that aren't dormant?
First of all, they're all dormant at the moment, fortunately. Not extinct, but dormant, which means they're just sleeping. There's about two or three of them. Yellowstone is one, the one in Sumatra, Toba, and another one in New Zealand called Taupo.
Any undersea ones? I would imagine that a lot of them are
super volcanoes that we know of at the moment. There's lots of volcanoes under the ocean, but none of them are super volcanoes.
So this would be thousands of times what Mount St. Helens was. Why are people panicking? Why are some people moving out of the area? Why are they having false alerts if this is just part of a normal cycle?
Well, I don't really know why the fear factor is in there, but it could be tied to a few things. Number one, they had a movie, kind of a semi-documentary on Yellowstone eruption not too long ago. And that was very, very accurate, by the way. So that might be a part of it. The other is, you know, people are just generally afraid and so forth. So,
could it be that earthquakes have been killing more people and they saw the big tsunami and folks are realizing this is a planet that's always changing? You know, I hear terms like we've got to stop climate change, but the climate's always changing. And I've read that volcanoes put out a lot more CO2 and other greenhouse gases than humans ever could.
That's true that volcanoes do put out a lot of different kinds of gases and so forth. But they're, I would say overall the contribution of volcanoes to climate, global warming and so on is somewhat minor. I think more damage is done by human stuff that you hear about all the time.
Really, humans, I mean, the ocean's full of CO2, and I've seen the charts. It's just thousands of times what human activity is, but I mean, I guess that's just another issue.
Yes, it is. You know, I do believe in global warming and so forth, but I don't think the volcanoes have, I shouldn't say they don't have anything to do with it. They have a very minor place in it as well.
Well, I mean, my issue is I thought the sun was most of climate. I mean, the ice caps on Mars were getting smaller. Now they're getting bigger because things cooled off.
No, that's a normal cycle on Mars.
Yeah.
Ice caps waning and waxing as they were.
And see, I thought it was a normal cycle here, too, because we see it all over the solar system. But let's get back into volcanoes, sir, in a final segment straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. SouthSummit.com is the place for top-name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. E-Foods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days' worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
PhD, Dr. Volcanology, is our guest, and get a lot of calls about the Yellowstone, all these hundreds of earthquakes. Briefly, what's happening up in Alaska? You're saying it's a probability that that is going to erupt?
Yeah, as of today, the Alaska Volcano Observatory has reported that the Redoubt Volcano continues seismic activity. And it's continued unrest. The seismic activity is remaining at elevated and is steady and is well above the background level at the moment. However, the overall level of the seismic activity has declined somewhat over the last 24 hours, as a matter of fact. We do have webcams and satellite images from this volcano. And this morning, have been somewhat obscured by the clouds. But at any rate, the melting of the glacier has produced a 200-mile hole, which is emitting gases. In fact, the Federal Aviation Administration has issued a temporary flight restriction for a 10-mile radius around the Redoubt volcano up to 60,000 feet. So it's still at unrest, but it's has not erupted yet. It may erupt. We are forecasting it to erupt at about 61% probability right now, within days or weeks.
And what type of volcano is this? How big will the eruption be?
Well, we don't know how big the eruption will be. We never know that, but it is a strato-type volcano. So that it's most of your stratovolcanoes lie along plate margins. So that's what kind of volcano that is.
I know you don't really study hydrogen bombs, but there were some debates about if there was ever, you know, nuclear testing causing earthquakes, and some evidence that it was triggering seismic activity around the world and kind of a domino effect. I wonder what would happen if a hydrogen bomb went off over Yellowstone or right in the middle of the caldera. Could that open up a fissure? I mean, we know the Earth's a bunch of tectonic plates floating around on molten magma. I'm just curious because there's a lot of military bases based out there and things.
I suppose it could, yes. And the reason I'm somewhat laughing is because we get all kinds of questions on our website. We have an email address that people can write in questions. Every once in a while, we had one guy a couple of years ago wanted to know if we could plant bombs in Yellowstone to relieve the pressure and so forth. So that's not going to happen. But sure, any type of bomb could cause a rupture in the magma chamber and so forth. In fact, there's a very famous story about World War II in Italy. Bomber pilots and fighter pilots used to drop their unspent bombs supposedly in Vesuvius, and that's what caused it to erupt the last time in 1944. So, of course, that never really did happen, but that's what all the Italian people used to say. The reason the volcano erupted is because pilots were dropping their bombs in the volcano.
Boy, Vesuvius sure killed a lot of people, didn't it?
Yes,
Pompeii.
That's right.
Killed quite a few. All right, well, as things develop, we'd like to have you back up, sir. Fire up that website again for folks that want to learn more about volcanic activity worldwide.
Yeah, our website is www.intlvrc.org.
All right, so INTLVRC.org, the International Volcanic Research Center.
Correct.
Thank you so much for spending time with us, Doctor.
And thank you for having us on.
Thank you.
Time.
You bet. Okay, that ran a little bit over, but it's important information, so we covered it there for you to try to answer some of the listeners' questions, at least from his perspective. Now for the balance of this hour, maybe a little bit in the next hour, then Jason Burmis will be with us on PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting via video cam from upstate New York. Aaron Zellman with one of the only real pro-Second Amendment groups in this country. We've had Larry Pratt with his hundreds of thousands of members and Gunners of America come on and tell you and read the quotes and documents. The NRA was founded as a gun control organization, that it helped pass the 68 Gun Control Act and others before that. It's a Judas goat, and they've introduced a bunch of bills to psychologically test, to make you become federally licensed, to get your all of your psychological records. We now have the chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, saying that they want to have a blacklist, the million plus people now on the no-fly list, without ever charging you or even letting you know, that they'll just put people they don't like on the list so you can't own guns. They're saying they're going to use the threat of terrorism as a way to sell this. They've introduced bills to allow the Attorney General through executive fiat to ban any semi-automatics he wishes at any time, or any gun that has something they don't like, not just semi-auto, the way it's written. And these things are getting co-sponsors. This is rushing forward. This is happening. We look at Obama's voting record, Rahm Emanuel's voting record in the House and Senate. They believe reasonable gun control is D.C. total ban, Chicago ban. So I wanted to get the director of Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership, Aaron Zellman, on with us to get his response to this, because in the past, the establishment came out and tried to push gun control and sell it. They've been losing that battle for the hearts and minds in all the polls. So now they're trying to shut down manufacturers, harass gun dealers, shut down gun shows, make everybody register. Now they are just not trumpeting their attack. They're just doing it. Aaron Zellman, good to have you on with us. Please give us a report about the dire situation the Second Amendment's in.
Well, thank you, Alex. Well, you are right about a dire situation. We are faced with a war on gun owners waged by the government. It's a mission that I guess you could call it the United States government's final solution to the Second Amendment. I'm not trying to be funny with words. But that's how serious the situation is with these folks that are now in charge. And I would like to add every gun owner who voted for the Obama administration, I think they're too damn stupid to own a gun. They should give it to someone who appreciates the Second Amendment. But with that said, let's go forward. You're right. And Larry Pratt is right, too. We are, I think, being sold out by the NRA, quite frankly. I mean, we've been telling people for a long time that the NRA wrote a letter to one of our members saying they did not want to abolish the ATF. The ATF is the arch enemy of the Second Amendment. The ATF will take its jackbooted marching orders from the Obama administration to destroy the Second Amendment.
Well, look at Holder. Look at Holder. He wants a total gun ban. He argued before the Supreme Court for the D.C. gun ban.
Well, that's correct. That's right. Well, let me just finish this one thought.
Now, go ahead.
If someone is doubtful of what I'm saying, they can go to our website, jpfo.org. They can look at the letter the NRA wrote to one of our members, make it very clear they don't want to abolish the ATF. So I think people need to understand that we have more than just enemies in the within the White House.
Yeah, we don't just have enemies without the gate.
Pardon me?
We have enemies within and without. Go ahead.
Okay, that's a good way to put it. I'm glad to tell you we're working on a project. I can't talk a lot about it now, but hopefully, if gun owners will use it, it will put the Obama administration on the defensive, and it will raise the ire of millions and millions of people who have a vested interest in firearms ownership and get them motivated. We'll give them the intellectual ammunition they need, but it's going to be at least 60 days before we have that out.
All right, let's go over. I mean, I've analyzed these bills last week and this week on air. But let's go over the armada of the each one of these makes the Sullivan's ban look tame. I mean, national registration, licensing, your psychological records by fiat, the attorney general banning whatever guns he wants, shutting down gun shows, shutting down private transfer. I mean, I have never seen anything like this. This is the full on assault, and it's like you hear crickets.
Well, I think that, first of all, we have to keep an eye on which of these bills actually gets out of committee. That's important that people realize that, to keep an eye on if the bill gets out of committee. There are people in the Congress who realize that gun control is a great way for them to lose an election, and that might put a damper on some of this nonsense. But it's dangerous because it's there. I think the other danger, quite frankly, is that the Obama administration will create some kind of must-pass legislation, and then some amendments will be tacked onto it, hoping to destroy the Second Amendment.
Yes,
I mean that's what we're dealing with here. It's beyond just watching it come out of committee, but we really are dealing with some dangerous fascists who do not want the American people to defend themselves against ever-growing government.
Let's be clear about this, and I want to get your take on it, Aaron Zellman, jpfo.org. I mean, just boil it down and make it simple. These are prominent members of the House reintroducing legislation that the chief of staff, now the White House, Rahm Emanuel, originally introduced. Now, these things have got a lot of political power, and they're just waiting for some shooting or something they stage to allow this to carry out. And they're saying they want to use the anti-terror apparatus they built up, the phony war on terror, against the Second Amendment. So my point is, these bills let us know the Obamanoids' intention. So can you speak to that and then speak to the record of Obama, of Emanuel, and of Holder and others?
Well, first of all, I think their intentions are very clear, that they don't want people to be armed. I think that you will see a red flag operation where military pattern weapons are used to justify calling for a ban. And I wouldn't put it past the ATF or other groups like that to stage that type of an operation. They don't really care if human beings are killed. It's really not a high priority to them. The Obama comes from Illinois. Emmanuel comes from Illinois. And they are great fans of banning guns outright, of taxing. They have a long history of wanting to destroy gun ownership. And they really are, they're very, well, they're dishonest in many ways. One of them are morally bankrupt. The other is that they are intellectually dishonest because they claim that the crime is the reason they want to ban guns. But they don't take a look at, and what they don't admit is the cause of the crime. And I think in many instances, it's what I would call the narco economy. It is the war on drugs that is creating the violence, the crime.
Stop. Let me back you up. Mexico has hundreds of murders a week, sometimes more. They are having tens of thousands of murders, drug-related. There's a total gun ban. Citizens can't own guns in Mexico, and the whole society is imploding because the cartels are battling with the government that's been caught dealing drugs a million times. So it's a drug war, but the only real drug war is the drug dealers fighting with each other. So you're absolutely right, and look at the places where we have the narco-terrorists, Chicago, New York, places like that. Most of these children dying we hear about in the news are gangbanger numbers of them shooting each other. So I was just backing you up. Please continue.
Yeah, in other words, you know, when you talk about the inner cities, usually this is populated by black people. And probably 80% of the crime there is black-on-black crime, and most of it's related to fighting over turf or a deal gone bad or, you know, or whatever. And so this is something that I don't think that Eric Holder has the moral decency to acknowledge the truth. Obama certainly has shown he doesn't have the moral decency to acknowledge the truth of what the problem is. And I think that makes him very dangerous. But perhaps these guys are more dangerous in some respect than we believe, because who's really behind them? And to me, these two guys are puppets, and their strings are being pulled. So who's pulling the strings?
Wall Street is just hijacked the nation, stolen trillions, is taking over everything, and they don't want armed people they're about to rob.
Oh, no, not at all. I think that it's not just Wall Street that's planning to rob somebody or at the direction of the government. I think that the tax situation in America has gotten out of hand and many other issues. You know, when the government can tell you how many gallons of water you can have in your toilet when it flushes, then I think they've really invaded your privacy. And again, that may sound silly, but you look at every single area of our life, and there's government involvement in trying to take more and more of your freedom. So it isn't just Wall Street that's robbing us. It is the government is robbing us at every level.
No, you're right. I mean, Wall Street's becoming the government, and you're right. What type of light bulb? What type of toilet? What type of car? Training the children, going in and saying, your parents are dumb. Global warming's real. We got to have a tax for it. I mean, this is what we saw in Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia. It's classic that Americans can't believe it's really happening.
You know, one thing that everyone knows, but they're not thinking about it as clearly, is that it was bad financial times that brought the Nazis to power. And we're already seeing signs of extreme fascism in America.
So what's the battle plan, Aaron Zellman? Well, before we get into the battle plan solutions in the next segment, you're always, you know, focusing on the way they're attacking extrajudiciously or extrajudicially outside the courts, outside law, harassing gun dealers, gun manufacturers. What are the boys in black doing right now?
Well, they don't exactly call and tell me,
but I know
I
you
think
track
that they're planning. I think the first thing I would tell the American people is to be prepared for some type of a situation where military pattern weapons are used to create a massacre. That Obama needs that. Eric Holder needs that to promote some gun control scheme. So I would suggest that people start to be on the lookout for it and to tell others to be on the lookout for it.
And I would tell
police.
Might
be the best way to stop it is when everyone's going to be suspicious of it and not trust it.
Exactly. Elaborate. I was about to say, by us watching, we may be able to stop them. Police.
Well,
watch feds when they're in your area. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're right, Alex. In other words, you know, we have to put on the magnifying glass, so to speak. We have to start looking at every single thing the feds are doing. We have to reach out to other people we know and tell them to be on the lookout, become extremely suspicious of every single thing the federal government is doing. And not just the federal government, your own state government, your city government, because they are often pressured by the feds to do things. So I think that's step number one for a game plan, is that we got to get people to wake up, quite frankly, and to pay more attention to what's really going on around their lives, and to become extremely suspicious when the government seems to want to take advantage of a situation. That's what they're doing now with the financial problems we're having. They're trying to take advantage of it.
Emanuel even said that. He said, we're going to waste a good crisis.
Well, at least he's honest about that, right? You have to give the devil his due, right?
Absolutely. Aaron Zellman, can you stay with us till about 5 after in the next hour?
Sure, sure.
Great. I want to be able to get some of these points fleshed out. Join Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. Anybody can join. JPFO.org. A great Second Amendment group out there, and we appreciate everything they're doing. We're in the fight of our lives. This is it. Toe-to-toe with the New World Order.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
This is not a game. This is not a drill. This is the real thing. They are coming after the Second Amendment. Aaron Zellman, highly respected, one of the largest Second Amendment advocacy groups in the country, filmmaker, researcher, you know, to come on this show and to say, I believe They are ready to stage terror attacks, stage mass shootings. And there's hundreds of points that back this up, and I know those are the points and others he's going off of. And we know that some of the other mass shootings have been staged events. The evidence is just overwhelming. It's very easy for him to do this. And we know other governments have done this. It's been done in Australia. It's been done in Russia. They've even been caught in Russia. And they just go in, gun down a patsy, then their guys in black uniforms shoot a bunch of people with masks. They get in police uniforms, drive out the back. They always order the feds always order the locals to stand down. That's always for hours while they clean it up. Some of the people escape and say, I saw more than one person. I saw police shooting people. That happened in Columbine, and that, I mean, that's been in the Denver Post. But you know, then the police covered it up. This is sick, but I want to flesh that out some more. How you see them doing it, or what police, we know most police and even feds aren't involved in this, special units do it, about how we can stop them from doing, because clearly you can see they're stacked, they're ready to launch, they're going to need this event. Even Rush Limbaugh said he believes they're staging events in the past. He said, you ever notice how when they got a gun bill introduced, something happens?
Aaron Zellman, sorry, Alex, you want to say it to me one more time, the last sentence?
Aaron Zellman, just break it down for us. Break down false flag attacks.
Well, I'm not an expert on it, but I think that people can look at past experience and see how they've done it, the mechanics of it. You take a look at the Stockton massacre with Patrick Purdy, very suspicious about how it happened. There have been other events like that. And you'll always notice that the shooter always commits suicide. So it's very clean for the government. They just wrap it up. You look at the way they handled Waco. I mean, they do it the way they want to do it. They kill people off, and then they have the official story. And so I think the people need to be always alert about the official story, because that says a whole lot if they hope that the people don't read between the lines.
Yeah.
I think that's something that everyone can get their hands on, because the official story will be trumpeted by, you know, Charlie Gibson and Katie Couric and all the rest of those morons. And they will keep pushing the official story. And that's when you have to get very, very nervous, because that official story is what they want you to believe. It isn't exactly the truth.
Well, the BATF,
it may not be the truth.
The BATF on record, and they covered this up for years, out in Arizona, did test of blowing up in the months before 95 Albert P. Murrah building bombing, of blowing up Ryder trucks filled with ammonium nitrate, and then they were there minutes after telling doctors, patch me up, and the doctor said, you're not hurt. So, I mean, they clearly are some dirty guys.
Well, there's no surprise there. I mean, the ATF, as you know, frames innocent gun owners and sends them off to prison, claiming that they're semi-automatics or machine guns, and I think you're going to see more of that, where a malfunctioning semi-automatic is considered to be a machine gun. In fact, I think your listeners need to understand it, that there was a point made in a recent court case with a David Olufsen, where the court agreed that, according with the ATF, that if a firearm of any kind, including your double-barreled shotgun, if a firearm of any kind fires more than two rounds at one time with one pull of the trigger, they considered an illegal machine gun.
Oh, my gosh. I remember seeing that ruling. And expanding on that, the bigger issue is at these gun ranges, if your gun accidentally double fires, they run and tattle and call the police on you. So it goes to the Stasi, secret police, Gestapo, tattletale culture out there by the people that claim they're pro-Second Amendment.
Well, quite bluntly, there's plenty of cowards in the pro-Second Amendment movement. But if people would like to know more, they can go to our website, Alex.
Stay there. Back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.